It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Pam Boyd. She's the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. And we've got a deadline coming up for the Angel Tree. We wanted to talk about that. We wanted to talk about where you can find these trees at and find your angels. Plus, you know, if there's a way that you want to just maybe adopt a family, she can help you out with that as well. Pam, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. And happy holidays already,
It's time, right? We can start saying that.
Yeah.
So let's talk for a moment about the angel tree. This is something that you've been working on. When did you start putting applications out there?
Okay, the applications were available October 1st. And We really want people to get them in by Friday, the 17th. I'll be in the office all day that day, so come in and drop them off. And so we try to get them early because we need to get them early because we send them out to sponsors. So, you know, just all the things that need to have happen, that's step one. And so we need to get step one done, and then we can make sure that kids get a lovely Christmas.
And we were talking before we came on the air, the forms are... There's a lot to them, and if you need help, you're more than willing to help people kind of step through them, but they can do it all online, right?
They can't file them online. They can download it online and bring it in. You know, the forms do have some requirements because these do go out to sponsors, and, you know, we just have a few requirements for that. And, you know, it has to be a completed form with all the information about kids and what they'd like to have for Christmas and what sizes they are for clothing. And sign that. That's very important. You need to sign it. And then we ask for some verification of income paperwork. I have not, in 2 years now, Dave, I have never turned away anybody because they didn't meet the income requirements. So, you know what? Really, honestly, people who are in need, we recognize it. And it's that's who is applying for the program. So that makes us very happy. And then, you know, we need that. So verification of income, and then we need a copy of your ID. And with all those things together, that's a complete application. And that's what people can turn in to my office, room 105, Price City Hall.
So once again, you can go online, you can download it, fill out all the information, and then take it down to City Hall and drop it off at Pam's office door. And you're hoping to have all of your applications in by November 17th.
That is our... what we really want to have happen, because then our sponsors can have those applications in hand before Black Friday. So it benefits everybody.
All right.
They're in.
So then now we need to talk about the next step, because all these angels go out to trees in the community. So let's talk about where we can find them at.
Okay. Well, you know what? We have some sponsors who just directly take the families and do Christmas for those families and do not put up a tree. But there are trees that people can grab angels off if they want to help with the effort, but maybe they can't afford, you know, gifts for all the kids in a family, or maybe they can only do one gift. That's an amazing generosity, and we're so grateful for it. And so you can find an angel tree at the Christmas Tree Regalia Christmas shop at the old Sears building. And you can find one at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, and you'll be able to find one at Price City Hall. I need to set that one up, so that one won't be available till after Thanksgiving. But on those, you know, you'll find the angels. That the angels will say, you know, boy, age 7, size 18, boys' jeans, and it'll give you the information you need to get this kid a gift.
So you can take care of everything there. And then you had mentioned if someone were interested in adopting a family, they can contact you as well, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, I do have some people that reach out from the community that want to, you know, adopt a whole family and provide Christmas for one of their neighbors. And so just call me. It's 435-637-8911, or I'm always easiest to get a hold of at email, which is liveunited@uweu.org.
All right. So once again, the Angel Tree, the deadline is coming up November 17th. Get those forms in, get them down to the office so Pam can check them, make sure she's got all your information. And then the three locations that we can go and pick up an angel, you've got the Christmas shop, part of the Christmas Tree Regalia that's there in the old Sears building on Carbon Avenue, Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, that's the Price branch only.
Yes.
And then Price City Hall, and that'll be roughly after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So you can go check out all of that and find you an angel and get that taken care of. And then what do? They go out, they buy it, they wrap it, and they take it back to where they got the angel at?
That's correct.
Very simple, easy to do, especially this time of year when you're going to be out there shopping already and help out another person in our community that truly, truly needs it. All right, Pam, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. We really appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you so much, and happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.